Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you. At this time, we're going to get my wife, Barbara Jean, to come and sing for us. And we praise God for her gift of singing that she's used to bless God's saints.
Those that died in the faith could only see, but far away, the promise made. Oh, they embraced, and now, praise God, it is taking place. And blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear, united and walking in the glory of this last trump sound, giving witness, we're the wife of the Lamb. Oh, blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear. Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare, the promise of God is now here. Oh, blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear, united and walking in the glory of this last trump sound, giving witness, we're the wife of the Lamb. Oh, blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear. Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare, the promise of God is now here. Now everything, oh, it has fled away, but this short work of the twinkling of an eye has remained. The promise made that we've embraced is taking place in this moment God has gave. And blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear, united and walking in the glory of this last trump sound, giving witness, we're the wife of the Lamb. Oh, blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear. Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare, the promise of God is now here. Oh, yeah. Those that died in the faith could only see, but far away, the promise made, oh, they embraced, and now, praise God, it is taking place. Oh, blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear. Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare, the promise of God is now here. Now everything has fled away, but this short work of the twinkling of an eye has remained. The promise made that we've embraced is taking place in this moment God has gave. And blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear, united and walking in the glory of this last trump sound, giving witness, we're the wife of the Lamb. Oh, blessed are as they see, and blessed are our ears they hear. Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare the promise of God is now here. Lord, it's with an understanding heart we plainly declare the promise of God is now here. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bobby. Very good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just thank God for people that God uses, that has the gifts that the Lord uses to bring forth something, songs, testimonies, et cetera, to bless God's people. I thank God for the ministers, too. Amen. Praise God. We just praise God and thank Him. We really appreciate the Lord and what He's doing and how that He's moving by His Spirit. Glory to God. I just feel good in the Lord, and that's what He wants us to do. He wants us to feel good in Him and to know, amen, that He's with us and that He's with us in the way to fulfill the word for this day and time that we're living in. So that's so wonderful about it, to know that God has made a way, and we just praise Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, praise God. We appreciate the Lord. And today, as we get started on the Word, we want to take a thought today to start with, and when we put it on the site, it'll be almost this way, but it might be a little changed depending on how the wordings and how much space we got to write down the title, because I usually have long titles. And we just praise God, though, for His mighty word. So today we're going to have a title. We are now living in the midst of a supernatural event. Amen. So we're now living in a supernatural event where God's doing a specific thing. And I've been bringing some of this in another message of recent time to let us know that as God moves with His plan, if you remember the message, God dared to dream about this, dream this plan up, and He's working out, and He's just working out everything according to the way that He dreamed it, He planned it. Amen. And so we just praise God for all that. So we are now living in the midst of a supernatural event. Now, when that means we've come to a certain event of God's plan, of God's dream that He dreamed, and you see how these messages, me not knowing it, how they come and fold right over, one right over the other. And when I preach that message on the events like that, I didn't realize where it would go and how it would all work out, but everything seems to just work out just perfectly for the glory of God, and they fall right on top of one another. And it would seem that you would think that maybe I got these planned out like this and coming. No, usually I don't even get what I'm going to preach on. I know the message that God has given us, but as far as certain portion of the message, many times I don't know what part I'm going to preach on till I come out here at the church and just begin to talk. And when we talk about coming out here to the church, we just call this building, church building. And that's what we built it for originally in 59, 60, along in there. Amen. And we've had a lot of good services, and a lot of people have been blessed in mighty ways. And we've had our share of the trials that come along with it. But now we've come to the this event, supernatural event, where God's doing a certain thing, and we must stay zeroed in on it. Amen. I'm not preaching the same thing that I was preaching when I preached on the healing revival, because we just preached mostly then about faith, having faith, how to have faith, and fast and pray, and etc. And we did our part of that too. Amen. But now we've come to a place where it's just joy, inner peace. Amen. We don't think we got to do certain works. And the Lord just bless us in such a way that it's just inner blessings. And we can just sit and be real still and be blessed exceedingly. Amen. It used to be where it was more outward. And that was when it was more in the natural realm out here. But now God has moved it into the spiritual realm because he has got a wife. And it's not so much out here in the world. But there's a wife that's has made herself ready. Amen. And so that's us. And that's why we can be relaxed. As far as what we believe, and we're in the perfect rest, that we don't have to struggle and wonder, are we got this right? Have we got this right, or something of that nature? Glory to God! Just rejoice in the Lord. Lift up your head in the sunlight. Oh, hallelujah! So beautiful. Sunlight in my soul today. Amen. And it's all over us now. It's coming not only the soul, but it comes into the body. And this time we're living in it, it's a transitional time where that it's moving from just in the spirit to in the flesh and bone. See, that's the flesh and bone. It's that's where it glorifies the flesh. It does something for the flesh. Amen. In other words, it just take us and we see the glorification of the body as it takes place. And in this thing that's taking place, we also realize that now we are living with those that he brought back. Now, there's many mysteries that has laid in God's word, and God did it on purpose, because it blesses us when a mystery is revealed. Amen. It thrills us. And we think about the saints that came down when the Lord Jesus Christ came, when Christ came back, and it's recorded there in Revelation chapter 10. When that came, he brought back with him, and we get a scripture in Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, I believe, about verse 14, starting there. And we get a scripture there where it talks about God sends with him. And I've got several translations, but I usually stay with the King James as the master translation. Then I look on the other ones sometime, and we get some good wordings on that, for he sends them. God sends down those saints, and it's King James says he brought them with him, or something of that effect. But the fact is, they came down. That's the saints that's to be part of the wife of the Lamb, see, and all the way from Paul all the way through, and it's so beautiful. Amen. So that's what we're looking at today. We're living in that time period. And we use the word supernatural here. It's the word that we just came up with. The word that supernatural events. because it goes beyond just come and repent and pray, and it goes beyond just being born again. Amen. When you're talking to the soul, amen, because the body itself gets that new birth. Amen. So that's what we're looking at now, the new birth of the body. And we have a message that we touched on it sometime back. And as we touch on those things back in days gone by, we didn't realize just how that everything's coming into place. And we're right now living, not we're going to, but right now living in that time period. Amen. In the midst of this supernatural event. Glory to God. So we just praise God for it. And we thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, has made provision for us here, has paid for all this. Amen. And when Christ came down, see, we become very part of Him, see, along with the saints that were already passed on through the ages. And that's the wife that makes up the body of Christ. Amen. Not the spiritual body of Christ, but the body, our body combined. Amen. Put all that together. And it's so wonderful and so beautiful. Praise the Lord. And those things that God has revealed to us, and let us know the truth on these things. And so it makes a difference even when we come into our services. Amen. We come with a different mindset. Amen. Because we're looking for the mysteries to come forth. We're looking for the things that God has provided for us and has reserved for us just in this particular time. Glory to God. Amen. So I'm so happy today that we're living here and we're seeing things take place. And one thing I'm so happy about is that we don't have to worry about, are we doing this right? Are we doing that right? And that's the way we came. And God let me come through all these time periods and the phrases of it. Amen. And fasting and praying. And that used to be something among the Pentecostals especially. Used to be maybe one or two days a week fasting and praying. And sometimes 10 days, sometimes 5 days, and on up 20 days, and then on up to 30-day fast. Amen. And that's the way God moved. And like occasionally, on rare occasion, I'd 40-day fast. And that's we've been on those a couple of times. And you pray and seek God and just meditate and just give yourself totally over during that particular time of fasting. And you're doing it because you want to be in line with what He has for us. And sometimes as we Pentecostal preachers, and I came in and got in on that too, just preach good hard preaching, they say. And the more hard you preach, the more amens you got. But it didn't make us any better, didn't make the people any better, but it was something that as God was bringing, He knew all along that there's a time of peace, there's a time of rest, and that His wife, He'd bring His wife into it, and praise the Lord, He has. Glory to God. Give us that peace that we don't have to worry about doctrinal things that are we believing this exactly right or that exactly right. Amen. Well, we have His mind, and He has us. We become His very body in the earth, and that's what we are, is Christ in the earth. Glory to God. Christ is solidified, we'd say, I believe. That's the word we've been using. Christ the wife in the earth. Yes, Christ the wife. We'll add that word wife. Amen, because there's a marriage took place, see. Christ the wife. And so we see all these things in the mysteries. God revealed that there was a masculine and feminine part of Christ. And when Jesus was here, he brought forth the masculine part of Christ, magnified in a great way. And so did the people that started there on the day of Pentecost and through, first to the Jews, and then it came over to the Gentile about the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, began to get more and more. And all these things we look back on, it's so beautiful how he brought them through. And they were many of the saints that had been laid, that was laid away. They'll come forth as a part, they'll come back with him to take on glorified flesh and bone as we take on glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Now, many that come to God in different ways, in different times, they have their different places that they will rule, live and rule. And it's a separate thing. The wife of the Lamb is separate from the normal Christian. Amen. And so that's why they got their churches and they got their beliefs and they got their ways. Amen. But this wife of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, it's so different. And it's a feminine part of that Christ. And that Christ came right from God. Amen. Because God had the feminine part of him. Amen. There's the masculine part of God and the feminine part of God. Amen. My wife and I was at a certain place and the man is talking. And he said, talked about God somewhat. And we hadn't really gotten into this all that much at that time. And he says something about God. Said he or she, whichever he is, he or she is, you know. We just kind of looked at each other and didn't say a word. Amen. But as we left the place, we began to talk about what he said. That's a strange statement he made there. But then as time went by, we begin to see that there is a feminine, that Christ is, had a feminine part, because there's a king, amen, he the king. And we brought a message sometime back, and we have now most of these sermons, and many of them at least, on in book form. And it's something to pick up and read, and God just bless you in a great way, because it goes beyond just the engagement of the and the espousal. Now remember, Paul, he said certain things that put a great stop to where his message would take him. He said, I have espoused you that I may present you to one husband, he said. Amen. Well, of course, we know what happened there. The church kind of fell away and went into dark ages, went into seven church ages and so on like that. But he brought us back. Amen. And he brought us back to restore us back to all that that Christ has for us. But when he brought us back, he didn't restore us back to just the masculine part, because it was the feminine part, because that was a marriage. Amen. Now, here's where we get into some things we need understanding on. And God has been so gracious to do that. There's a feminine part of God will be expressed and is being expressed. And it's expressed through the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. Although the masculine part still is expressed, but it's expressed in a different way than the wife. Amen. I had a dream just sometime back, and you've heard it spoke of several times, about two rivers. Amen. I saw the great river, and I knew what it meant, the river of life and so on like that. But then there was different things in there, you know, that we would not feel comfortable with. But then the river broke loose from it. And the river that broke loose from it was just as clear as crystal. And somehow or another, it had a water source that its own water source. And it was so clear, crystal clear, you could look down in the river and see the stones in the bed of the river. Amen. And you think, my, this is amazing. Well, when we read in the Word of God, we find there's a group that breaks loose that's married to the Lord, Jesus Christ, become his wife. Amen. And so the masculine part of that spirit and the feminine part of that spirit is blended together in marriage. Glory to God. And now, as the masculine has come through and has been made manifest, and we glorified the Lord, but all the while we had no idea that there was a feminine part to be manifested here in this hour that we're living in. And that's what makes us different from the regular Christianity and so on like that. Amen. We are the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And that will always be. And there's not another name that's named like the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Then there's not another in the Bible that's named the Lamb of God. Amen. As great as the prophets were and the great as the men of God were through the ages, certain ages like church age messengers and all. Amen. Not any of them was the Lamb of God. Amen. And as great as the people were and as dedicated as they were, weren't any of them the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Even though there's church age saints and the virgin, they weren't the wife of Lamb until, amen, the marriage took place. Glory to God. And that's a special time with a special message. Glory to God. And we're rejoicing in it now, see. Glory to God. Amen. My wife says one time, and I looked at her strange, she said something about the wife never was a spiritual body. Amen. Or I believe that's what it was. Never was just a... Yeah, it was never a spiritual body, never meant to be. And I thought, well, just let me think on this now. Amen. But then she proceeded to explain what she received, and it was great. Amen. We're the wife, and not we're the wife is not just the spiritual body. Yeah. Yeah, the virgin was when she was in the virgin stage coming through. Amen. But the wife, when she becomes the wife, that's something different altogether. The requirements are different and everything. And the joy of the Lord. Amen. We become part bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And it brings it out of the spiritual realm and into the physical realm. Because we got bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh and all these things. So God is moving in this special way. Amen. I thank him for it. Excuse me while I have some water here. Amen. And don't be shocked or amazed when you begin to talk, if you talk to some about this, and they just don't understand. They think you're something wrong with you. Well, it is. Yeah, they think you're delusional. Amen. Amen. But that's fine. Glory to God. Amen. There is something wrong with us. Amen. We're the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. We're married then when the church back in other time periods that we have come through was the virgin. Amen. But there's a big difference in the virgin and the wife. Glory to God, because the wife is bone of his bone, and that's why Adam, by the anointing of God, spoke when God took the feminine part out of him, took the feminine spirit, and created Eve. Amen. He said, this is now bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman. Amen. All together, he separated out that Adam and Eve was not the same person, though they were one in their aims and ambitions and so on, but the nature was different, and it all came from Christ. Amen. And all that Christ has came from God. Amen. And so that's where we're at today, and people just don't understand, and we don't expect them to. And then on this, we don't try to get out and convert somebody into being the wife. We just preach the word, because all of that is God's plan, and he don't need us to tell him who his wife is. Glory to God, he knows. Amen. He's blessed his wife, and he leads her because she's married to him, and she's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. And the other people that's born again, yes, they're part of God in the realm that God has ordained for them to be and to serve. Glory to God. And some of them have glorified bodies, and some of them be natural people that's called the nations. They'll go right on into the new earth and eternity. The first, they'll go into the millennium and repopulate the earth after the tribulation period and all that. Now, these will be natural, all natural. Praise the Lord. And then on into eternity. Amen. But the wife of the Lamb is a different breed. Amen. Because she's part of, she's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And she's so different. And that's what we are today. And we don't want to try to be like other ones that we would say born again, because they have their place. And many of them, when you talk to them about the wife of the Lamb, they'll, a lot of times I've made mention a little bit, and pretty soon they got ready to go. Amen. I've met my wife, remember the phone call I got sometime back. Well, it's been 2 or 3 years ago, maybe a little longer, I don't know. And I was talking about, and the brother said, I wonder what Paul would think if he heard this preaching today, or something like that. Or maybe what Brother Brown would say, amen, when he hears this. I said, oh, he loves it. Yes, him and Paul both, they really love what I'm preaching. Amen, they hear me each week, or something of that nature. And prior to that, he just asked, said he'd like to come be with us in church sometimes. It's all right. I told him, yeah, that would be fine. Be glad to have him. Well, when I got through talking to him, all of a sudden, he thought that he thought of something he had to do. He said, Brother Ben, I'm sorry, but I just got to run, and maybe we'll talk again. You don't like that? And so he said, God bless you, or something to that effect, and hung up. Well, you know what? He had never showed up. I think that was a little much for him. That's why I'm saying to evangelize with this. Amen. This is something that you be led of the Lord. Amen. Because you can hurt yourself and all that to get out to be too evangelistical out here among people that don't know. This is something that God's doing. He's leading. And remember, we are now living in the midst of a supernatural event. In other words, it goes beyond the natural way of doing things and so on. It's just something that he does, something that you feel within your heart coming forth. Amen. And I've felt it so strong. Amen. And my wife was thinking about it, and I told this story, and she has too, and testified, which is good to give the testimony. Amen. Especially in the services and so forth, because people there, they more or less got their mind on the Lord, or should have at least. And she's thinking about them, wondering how to be or something, or she'd like to see them. Yeah, she wanted to see them, and so forth, and all of a sudden seemed like she was right there with him, but she didn't see him. And she just felt, how'd you feel there? Felt like you was
I felt her joy, and they felt mine, and I knew it.
She felt their joy that they had, and they felt hers, and she knew it, and it's just something that she's wondering if she'd been translated and what she would look like when she walked through to tell me about it, because she was hollering, Ben. I thought, my goodness, something wrong with Barbara, and didn't know what was wrong. And she said she didn't know what I would look like or what she would look like when she passed the mirror there. Amen, because it was just a great supernatural thing that God did. Yeah, and see, right now, it's still, gradually it's coming on. Amen. Yes, those saints, they'll be right here with us, because together, see, together we'll be caught up. Amen. We were called up to be with them to bring this message and sharing this message. You did? Oh, my goodness. I don't know if Bobby said held up a notebook, because I just wrote that down. Amen. But they are picked up with us. We're picked up with them, and then we're enjoying the message. We're eating this good revelation that God's giving, and it's changing our bodies to glorified flesh and bone, and it's putting glorified flesh and bone on them tabernacles that came down, spirit. Amen. And here we are together as one wife of the Lamb. And so that's why it's so different now. And we don't expect it to be a lot different from this. And we don't want it to be. Amen. So as we preach the Word of God and watch these things come to pass, it's just so amazing. Amen. That this is glorification's taking place. Yeah. And it's so amazing that all the saints are around, and and the real people, see, that the one that lived here and died, amen, and went that, see, the bodies went to the earth now. I know a lot of people are looking for a resurrection in the sense of just the body coming up, amen. Well, God can make it appear that way, see. Amen. But to those that are the wife of the Lamb, they just know, and they'll begin to see them among us as God ordained, not probably in one day, because it's gradually moving itself into this. Amen. And more that it seems so natural to talk like this to we that are part of it. Amen. Yes, to get out here. If someone has got out here and talked to me like this many years ago, especially like 20 years ago or maybe 25 or something. Amen. I've been preaching many years. Amen. April 28, I'll be 86. And I started preaching so long back, I don't actually remember. Just a little boy barely could walk. Amen. And as far as my memory can go back, and I remember I told you about this story here that I told my daddy, I feel like I'm called to preach, just a little fella there. And I'm sure he thought that that's kind of ridiculous, being that young and so on, and I could barely talk and walk. But he said, well, son, if you're going to preach, you need to get your necktie and some preaching license and go to it, you know, like that. And kind of, I don't know if he's kind of making light of the fact that I said that little fellow like that. No education or anything of that nature. Amen. But look what has happened. Amen. Who made it happen? Amen. And I had a man that lived in Atlanta. And he come up to be with us, and he says he had read some of the books and so on. He says, Ben, how do you feel? A little fella, no education, growed up in the mountain, didn't know nothing but a little bit about farming, and all of a sudden, here you are preaching, going around the world, and you've been to many, many different nations. And he traveled some. He said, you've been to more places than I have overseas, which seemed like, well, that don't put no feathers in my cap, I was saying it, by being overseas and so on. But I do thank God that God let me see different parts of the world and the beliefs and the way they lived and so on like that, and see that I could still preach the gospel. Amen. Because I was always, God always provided someone that could interpret what I was saying into their language. Amen. See them rejoicing and praising God. Hallelujah. Even the little, what they call Pygmies, I believe, or something like that. They had a certain name for the tribes, but the Batwa and different ones, and I don't know. I better not say too many names here because I might get the wrong one. Might get the little fellas and those that small up with the giants, you know, and get them mixed up here. Amen. But we've traveled, and many times it was said to us, there's a travel warning, you can't go unless it's absolutely necessary, and be sure that you know you're traveling at your own peril, they would say. Amen. Well, just Barbara, myself, and the driver. Amen. Maybe some other minister too sometime went along. But here we was going in the places where it was too dangerous to go. And lo and behold, not one thing ever happened to us. Amen. We just rejoiced in the Lord and praised God and had meetings each time where the saints of God were blessed. And so we feel like the Lord was with us then. Glory to God. But now, as we minister the word, there's a way to for this to get out to every nation. And maybe a few islands that don't have the equipment to get on the get these here messages, but most of the world, amen. And those that get it, most of the time they so thrilled they want to take it somewhere else, and we just praise God that they take it and take it on out, amen. Because it's Christ, amen. As He has moved, glory to God, and His wife is here, glory to God, and those that He brought back with Him is taking on their glorification. Glory to God. And here we are together rejoicing in the Lord. And we should feel the power of God. Amen. Feel the presence of the saints. Amen. And don't feel like you're doing something wrong. And somebody said that's spiritualism if you can commune with the dead. Well, It may be something like that, communion with dead, but what I'm talking about, those that have never been dead. Amen. Those that passed on off, they didn't die. Amen. They went to a place, and it's spoken of in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 1. Amen. If this earthly house, this tabernacle was passed away, amen, that's this external body, then we have a building of God. Amen. Reserved in the heaven. It didn't die. Amen. Eternal life is for us, and we don't die. We can't die. Amen. And those that have passed on before us, amen. No, you don't say they died. They've moved on to, they've graduated up into a higher level. Praise God. Amen. My wife about to have a fit back here. Because she's writing down some of these things that, and she's writing down before I speak them.
Yeah,
amen.
I'm laughing anyway.
Yeah, laughing and crying and writing and amen. And I tell you what, this is real today. Amen. We're now living in the midst of a supernatural event.
Amen.
And this event eventually lifts us all up together. Amen. And then bring us all back. Glory to God, and we're in Him. Amen. Yes, He'll take a little time there to, He'll take a little time there in the Battle of Armageddon. Amen. Where He'll fight and put down the enemy. There He is as a king. His garment be dipped, the victual be dipped in blood and so on. A battle. Amen. But we are still in His spirit, still in the place He's got a place for us. And we're in that place now. Glory to God. And we don't have to get out. Amen. You shall come and go no more out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So these things, our battle's over. Our fighting's over. Amen. And He's the great King. But we're going to live here on this earth. Amen. And He's going to clean it up. There are some things that has to be cleaned up. Has to be gotten rid of. Amen. You read about in the Word of God, Book of Revelation. It's called the Battle of Armageddon. And the last part of the 70th week of Daniel, which is 7 years. That last part of it, it'll be tribulation like the world hadn't seen. And like it hadn't been since there was a nation. Amen. One great earthquake. It talks about one great earthquake. Amen. That has not been since there was a nation. Or since man been on the earth. Glory to God. Such a mass great earthquake. And it'll throw this earth out of kilter. And it'll be tossing in the outer space. And the Bible says it'll reel and rock like a drunk man. Amen. But it won't touch us. We'll be rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. And it won't touch Him as far as injuring Him in any way. He just got a job to do, and He does it. And we just praise God. Amen. That we're part of His. We're on His team. Glory to God. So He just says, we're dressed in fine linen, clean white, which is righteousness, straight from God, the righteousness of the saints. Amen. We're dressed in fine linen, clean and white, but He is dressed in a vesture dipped in blood. When the battle, which shows what it is, it's natural, getting rid of all the unbelievers and all those that don't have some moral fibers about them. Amen. That wasn't part of Adam's original seed. Amen. And we're not dealing with that particular thing right now. But just to show you, amen, here we are today, happy, rejoicing, praising God.
Amen.
Amen. Saying amen. That's all right. There's one place in one chapter, I believe I was reading, it says amen a lot of times. There. I said, I'm not going to be, I sometimes think I say amen too much. But that one chapter there, and also in the book of Revelation. And then one thing that caps it all off, He is the Amen. Amen. He's the one. So when I say Amen, I'm talking to Him too. See? Just praising God and glorifying God and just rejoicing in this journey. Amen. That we've journeyed to this place, that we just move within the body as He has ordained, and we become the very solidified Christ. Amen. In other words, Christ become visible in us. See? Amen. Christ the wife. That's the wife now. The masculine part. Amen. All here too. See? Yeah. And I preached one message on the fullness of the faith of Christ. Fullness. That's masculine, feminine. That puts everything in the Y as, and that was in God, because the Son, He's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then the Y become one, married to Him, become one with Him, part of Him, bone of His bone, and flesh of His flesh. Amen. So who are we? We're part of the Godhead.
Amen.
Glory to God. It don't mean that the God's other people not as good, because they have their place. Amen. But I'm glad to be the wife of the Lamb, aren't you? Glory to God. I'm glad to be married to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And I'm glad that God revealed this to us, that he waited. He didn't let the wedding take place in the days of Paul when Paul said, I've espoused you. Yes, that's part of it. And that had to be. Amen. But then it talks about the wife. The wife has made herself ready. And to her, she's already, to her was given all this righteousness and the fine linen and all these things. Glory to God. And the other saints were dressed in white robes, which would be nice and be neat to have a white robe. But and they'd be happy with it. But, amen, there's some people got a desire, just like Paul, when he said, I'm pressing for the prize of the mark of that high calling. There's a high calling. I'm shooting for that, see. Amen. But what he didn't know probably at that time was the time. When the time came, you didn't have to try to struggle for it, shoot for it. You were just that because you were that from the foundation of the world. You were part of him. Glory to God. Amen. And just being married to the Lord Jesus Christ, put it together, what God saw, what God planned, and what God dared to dream. Yeah. Amen. I praise the Lord today, don't you? Yeah. Glory to God. So we're just so happy in the Lord. And knowing that soon, amen, we'll be in such heavenly place that the saints and all that God will make them visible as his time come. And he don't make them visible necessarily at this particular time to everybody at the same time. Amen. But there is some that God lets see and for his purpose. And they have a testimony. Glory to God. Amen. I think I told about a vision, I suppose it was. I don't think it was a dream that I had where Paul was explaining to the Jews there why he preached what he preached and why he didn't go along with circumcision and all these things and eats and drinks and like that. Amen. And that it were, you know, just as plain as day. Glory to God. Now, it probably was a vision. So, but that there, it clears it up so good why the gospel and the way God did it, it's a perfect plan and it's right. Amen. Amen. There's nothing to get confused about. Glory to God. Peter might have said this a little different than what Paul did in Luke. And then there's different ones that that didn't understand the law as what Christ did when he came, did away with the law. Take the book of James and Jude. There's one in Jude that, it takes those books there if you take them. But once you see this, amen. God, he wanted to get out of the people, people for his name. That's what Acts 15 says. Glory to God. Known unto him all his works from the foundation of the world. So he knew who was and who wouldn't. Amen. Your name's in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Glory to God. And it'll never be taken out. Glory to God. Amen. You're blessed and praise God. So the thing you need to do is start enjoying it. Sometimes people are afraid to enjoy it. Amen. I don't feel, some might say, I don't feel like I deserve to enjoy this and be this blessed and so on like that. But that's what he wants you to do. It's yours. Amen. You're the wife of the Lamb. You're the queen. Why shouldn't the queen enjoy herself? Amen. She's definitely not out working. Amen. She ain't doing a lot of things that we're doing now, but she's rejoicing, enjoying herself. Praise God. So we just praise God for. In other words, we're coming through this journey, and yes, we do certain things for a living, make the living, so on. But even then, we can be so happy. We can enjoy ourselves. Amen. Glory to God. So, yeah, you can speak in tongues. Amen. The whole gift of the Holy Ghost come upon you, and God wants to bless you that way. And there's interpretation of the tongues and those things. Those are age we come through when He, the Holy Ghost, was being manifested more. But now there seems to be a quietness settled down. Amen. And just an inner joy and inner peace. Glory to God, where you have that perfect peace and joy and rest. Amen. And that's because you know who you are. And that's because you're the wife of the Lamb. And that's why you're the queen. Amen. The queen of the great King. And that great King, He well takes care of you. Amen. And leave the fighting to Him, because He's well equipped to it. Amen. The sword come out of His mouth, double-edged sword. That's a spoken word line. Amen. As He gets in the battle of Armageddon, amen, blood be up to the horse's bridle, it says. And all that, and yet we're rejoicing in the Lord, we're praising God, and we're not even part of that in any sense of the word. Praise God. Amen. So here we are today. Yes, we're rejoicing, we're praising God, and we just thank Him for the way that He's blessing and the way He's doing things. And be here today, it's just such a pleasure. Glory to God. He supplied every need. Amen. Amen. We've enjoyed the pleasure that He gives us, and we appreciate Him. Amen. So we praise God for the Word of God, the Bible, and for the books that we have that brings us up in this closing out of it. Amen. And it's for the wife. See, this Bible, it's for all Christianity and for the wife too. But the wife has this special, she has that wedding ring on, we'll say, which be these books like the living. And so all that. So, amen. I just praise the Lord, and I'm don't want anybody to feel bad to rejoice. Amen. And we don't even want those that are not the wife that's serving God in their realm. We don't want them to feel lower or anything that way. Just feel we're where God put us and we're happy in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I thank you today for listening to the Word. And I just pray that these words that we've talked about today will give you that special unction, that you will have a smile on your face, a joy in your soul, praise God, and a song in your heart. Amen. So here we are today. So let's bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise You. We thank You, Lord. And we just praise You for service today. And Lord, may these words that we've spoke, that we feel ordained of You, Lord, just bless the people and the wife of the Lamb, that she'll see her place and she'll begin to rejoice and dance and praise God and dance in the Spirit and just rejoice. And Lord, I pray that each one that know You in whatever level You've ordained will just be so happy in You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen and amen. All right. Amen. Bobby, you have something now for us again? A song or something? Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Well, that's all right. If you want to laugh, amen. We got something to laugh about and praise God about. Amen. All right.
Yeah, I was sitting back there laughing and crying and everything. Oh, it was just wonderful. But Ben was bringing up something on... the wife was never a spiritual body and was never meant to be. Well, we just put that book on the net, and where that title came from was, it was right before service one morning, and I just blurted that out. And after I said it, I knew exactly what it was, and which he was telling about here, and I'll just kind of, you know, tell a little bit more on that. Since we do have the book on the net, we just put it on, and it's really wonderful. And say the wife was never a spiritual body and was never meant to be. See, it was the virgin that was supplying the feminine part of the Christ spirit, a spiritual body. Say the virgin was the spiritual body of Christ, a mystical body. But the wife is a physical body of glorified flesh and bones. So we, the wife, are furnishing the feminine part of the Christ spirit, a glorified body. Say, the wife is not a spiritual body and was never meant to be. The virgin was the one that was a spiritual body, the spiritual body of Christ, the mystical body. And so Ben, he took that, and he just really preached a wonderful message on that, and it just makes that so clear that we, the wife, are not a spiritual body. We're not the spiritual body of Christ, but we are a physical body of glorified flesh and bones. That's what we all make that up together as we're taking on glorified flesh and bones. And I just praise the Lord for that message. And the part that he was talking about there, that I actually wrote down right before he said anything on it, but it's about the spirits that came down. Well, see, they were living in a lower level when they passed away, and their spirits went into the place that God had reserved for them. You know, the tabernacle, went into that, and they were like us. We were living on a lower level too, because in a lower realm, because we were the espoused virgin. So when it was time for the marriage to take place, and Christ Jesus came there in Revelation chapter 10, and he brought them with him. You know, he brought them down. Okay, when he brought them down, he had to pick us up. And he also had to pick them up into another level. So he brought them down in order to pick them up into the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bones, and that's where we were caught up into with them. So he's taken us now into another realm, which is called the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bones. And that's the realm that we're taking on glorified flesh and bones in, that's caused us to become the physical body of Christ. The physical glorified body of Christ. And so, see, that's what happened, and we stay in that realm, the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bones, the realm that we're in right now. We always stay in it. We don't go into another realm. Everything takes place right in this realm. The supernatural event that's taking place, everything takes place in this realm that we're in. We visibly see Paul and all the rest of them, and it's all taking place. And I just praise the Lord for it, and it's just wonderful what's going on, and that he would, you know, he would reveal that to me, and I praise him for that. And it's just wonderful, and you can't help but laugh and shout and dance and sing and cry, and I'm doing all of it, so praise the Lord. Amen. We praise you, Lord. Amen. Amen. We've crossed over a chasm, taking on glorified flesh and bones. It's even greater than was foretold, and God's blessing he has bestowed. And our joy is such that no man has ever known. And is to God be the glory. Oh, is to God be the glory. Sings the wife of the Lamb. And is to God be the glory.
glory. Always to God be the glory, sings the wife of the Lamb. We've crossed over a chasm, taking on glorified flesh and bones, where the living water now flows in fine linen. We are clothed and we rejoice in our joy that no man has ever known. And it's God be the glory. Oh, it's God be the glory, sings the wife of the Lamb. Oh, we've crossed over a chasm, taking on glorified flesh and bones. It's even greater than was foretold, and God's blessings he has bestowed. And our joy is such that no man has ever known. And it's God be the glory. Oh, it's God be the glory, sings the wife of the Lamb. We've crossed over a chasm, taking on glorified flesh and bones, where the living water now flows in fine linen. We are clothed and we rejoice in our joy that no man has ever known. And it's to God be the glory. Oh, it's to God be the glory, sings the wife of the Lamb. And it's to God be the glory. Oh, it's God be the glory, sings the wife of the Lamb. Oh, sings the wife of the Lamb. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Wonderful message. Amen. I loved it. Oh, praise God.
We love your song. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We just praise the Lord for his goodness and for the way that he's moving. And it's so good to know these great things of God. Praise the Lord. So we just appreciate the Lord today. And we'll just go forth rejoicing in the Lord and trust that you'll do the same the rest of the day. And from here on out, just go forth rejoicing in the Lord, feeling like you're the queen. Amen. That's joined to him in glorified flesh and bone. Praise God. Amen. So we'll be dismissed this time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, we thank you, and we love you. And we just thank you for bringing us into this great Word of God, the revelation. Amen. And we just praise you. And there's not words enough to praise you for it all, but here we are praising you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.